This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 Australia's only LGBTI radio station based in Melbourne. For the past few years, my next guests have been appearing on the Las Vegas Strip alongside the likes of Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, and our very own Olivia Newton-John and Human Nature. Good morning, the guys from the Rat Pack from Vegas.
Hey,
good morning.
How you doing?
How you going?
We're good.
Now, let's go around and introduce yourselves. So, let's go.
Johnny Edwards, and I play Dean Martin.
Nicholas Brooks, and I play Sammy Davis Jr.
David DeCosta, and I play Marilyn Monroe. I mean, Frank Sinatra.
You used to play Marilyn.
Now, you guys were in Frankston last night. Yes. How's the crowds down in Frankston?
Oh, they were really, really unbelievable. They gave us a warm reception. They were so into the show. There was a lot of audience participation, which always helps us out.
Now, of course, let's get round to how you got into this business, into doing this show together. Did you guys audition? Was it a long process, or was it just happened naturally?
Well, we were all hired in Las Vegas to work in the show in Vegas. And when the show started touring, we started getting paired up a lot to go on the touring shows, and then we just became very good friends. Mm. And when we got the opportunity to start expanding on our own, we did. And Nicholas had come out to Australia, and he was asked if he knew guys that can do the Rat Pack with him, and he called us, and it's been a love affair with Australia for about 6 years now.
So, Nicholas, you are the one that's got to go along, I guess.
Well, we work for a heck of a agency, Abstract Entertainment, and they have put this marvelous show together. And this is our fifth tour, just to show you how great and huge this has gotten. All of that, you know, largely responsible to the great Aussie audiences who have embraced us and love us so much. And the show's just gotten bigger and bigger, and so have the crowds, and so have all the cities that we've gotten to go to. We've gone to every, you know, of the big cities in Australia, and we love being here. It's great.
Speaking of which, Nicholas, you have toured all over Europe and the States back in the day with your band, New Jazz Ensemble.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Not that back in the day. I'm not that old. But,
no.
But I've been able to travel Europe, and you know, all of us have been
traveling
abroad. Everywhere, you know, he was in Puerto Rico and Japan, and I've been in you know, Paris and you know, France, Belgium, a lot of times Canada,
Brazil,
all over,
playing Frank Sinatra, and I was at the world-renowned Fontainebleau Hilton
for
5 years, and prior to that, I used to work for Jilly Rizzo, which was Sinatra's best friend and bodyguard.
I was going to say, yeah, and you worked as a club.
Yep, I worked at Jilly's club in Chicago.
Fantastic. And you got the Frank Sinatra bug back then.
Well, you know, my dad's a musician. I come from a musical family, and there's always been those crooner-type singers, especially Frank Sinatra, in my home. I grew up with it. My dad was a vocalist and guitar player. My brothers both sing and play instruments. It's a family affair. That's what we call the band.
Speaking of family, now, Johnny, your cousin is Cyndi Lauper.
Who?
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, yeah.
I heard
Because she is, obviously, she's a gay icon, and she's actually been into Joy Studios when she was here a few years ago, and great woman. And you were in the video for She Bop back in the 80s.
The only one she won an award for.
I know. And what was that like seeing, I guess, your own cousin have this amazing career?
Well, the great thing about her is she's never changed.
Exactly.
She's just always still Cyndi. But growing up with her and getting to see firsthand how this business works was like an education, a free education.
Mm.
You know, and it gets a lot of ups and a lot of downs. And she's great as far as giving advice and mentoring me and stuff. So, you know, I'm blessed to have her, you know, like, on my side for things. And she's always wanted me just to do what I wanted to do. That was the one thing she always believed in. Don't listen to other people. You be who you want to be, no matter how many people you want to be.
So you support each other.
Yes.
Very much so. Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9. My guests live in the studio, David, Johnny and Nicholas, the Rat Pack from Vegas. Mm. Now, they, of course, are playing at the Palms at Crown tonight and tomorrow. Now, before the break, Johnny, we were talking about Cyndi Lauper, your cousin. We just played She Bop before, and you were telling me in the break that you were in the video, and it was a very, very long shoot.
Well, you know, people don't realize when they see a video on MTV or VH1, they sometimes think, oh, it only took 3 minutes to film that for as long as the song is. But it was just a little over a week, and you started early in the morning and went through maybe till 4 a.m. the next day, had a couple of hours to go home, wash out, and come back and do the same thing. And it's hours just to film seconds. And it was really cool because I got firsthand what it's like to kind of be in this business and what she's got to go through, because she was very hands-on as far as the set design. She did the animation of the cartoon.
Oh, wow.
She handpicked, and there's the story behind the song and the meanings of some of the props. It all tied in, and it was just amazing. It was a great experience to be a part of that.
And of course, a couple of you guys, I think yourself, David, and Nicholas have been in TV shows.
Yeah, I was in the show The Defenders. It was on CBS primetime, about two Vegas lawyers, Jerry O'Connell and Jim Belushi. And it was a great experience, you know, filming and what that's like, especially all of us, you know, in being live entertainers. I mean, this is what we do. It's such a departure when you're behind the camera, you know, and doing your lines there versus to a live audience that's giving you feedback. It's a real trip.
You know? What do you prefer? Do you prefer like the TV work, or do you do like live?
I think the live audience, because you never know what you're going to get. There's an energy that live audiences give you, and I think that we know how to work it. We've been doing this so long.
And I think that's why most actors go back to the theater, take breaks and start doing theater again, because it sharpens your senses, because it's easy to have somebody stop you and say, okay, we can do another take. But when you're on stage, you don't get that opportunity to say, okay, let's just start all over again. You have to work through it, so you have to be sharp.
Now, David, the show is happening tonight and tomorrow night at the Palms at Crown. Because this show you've been touring for a long time. Do you get a chance to mix up the show, or is it sort of a case of, like, why fix it?
Well, I would say that every show is different. There's no show that's going to be quite exactly the same, because it's a lot, like Johnny mentioned earlier, there's a lot of audience participation. And you never know what a person is going to yell out or what their answer is going to be. So that may turn around the humor. We may leave out some jokes, and it may make us do different jokes, because that person may have said something that gives us something to build on.
Because you do Frank Sinatra on the show, Nicholas, you do Sammy Davis Jr., and Johnny, you do Dean Martin. I made a bit of a medley last night, just a quick snippet of what fans can expect. Some classic tunes coming up on Joy.
It's up to you, New York. One man, one wife, one love, through life, man, every time made of this, man, every time made of this.
I'm a step-up Django,
Mr. Bojangles. He whistles up there. I can't hit those with my whistle.
That's Nicholas Brooks live in the studios doing the whistle from the classic tune Mr. Bojangles. Now, great doing those classic songs on stage every night.
Well, it's great to do the music that we're doing, because I think that's probably the greatest music that was composed and performed. That was back in a time when people took a lot of time to write arrangements and pick the right musicians and get the right background vocalists to complement the lead vocalist. today everything is done digitally and sampled and put together like a patch quilt.
Exactly.
Well, when you're talking about composers like Cole Porter, Irving Berlin,
Duke Ellington,
there's just not many people around writing music like that anymore. I mean, there are a few, and I'm glad that there are people like Michael Bublé, and who's reaching out to a younger audience and trying to keep this music alive, because it is great music, and to me, it is the music of, I would say, it's universal, because we have people who are young who love this music, teenagers, and people who are very, very old, and they still love, and they say, people come up to me, you know, I was one of the Barbie Soxers who came to see Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
And that's a big compliment when they tell me you did a wonderful job, because they've seen him live at his best, and when they compliment our performance, that's a major compliment for somebody who has actually seen the real guys.
I think the songs really connect as well, because everyone knows the songs, whether you're young, you're old, those songs are timeless, great classic songs. And you're doing this in Vegas, and you're going back to Vegas very soon, but I guess Vegas has become this hub of entertainment, because I think it probably started with Celine Dion doing a residency in Vegas, and now everyone's doing these residencies in Vegas.
Yep.
You got
J-Lo is there now.
J-Lo is coming up, I think, next
Mariah.
Year.
Mariah
is there now. Even our own Olivia Newton-John and our boys Human Nature.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Human Nature?
Yeah,
a couple of them.
Great guys. And so, is it hard to try to find a, get your place in Vegas with so much competition?
I don't think so, because there'll always be
a
curiosity about what Vegas was like.
Mm.
And, you know, there was a stigma about Vegas for the longest time where they used to say that's where headliners went at the end of their career and just headline a hotel. Now, there's been a real turnaround, and anyone who wants to be somebody wants to get a main room in Las Vegas for, you know, a limited run. So I think that no matter how time goes on, they're always going to want to know the history. And when you got people like Lady Gaga, who made Tony Bennett mainstream again, bringing him and his music, that's saying something about the direction of where this music is going.
You guys in Australia, you're playing at the Palms at Crown tonight and tomorrow. You're touring all over the country. What's your favorite Aussie music, Aussie artists? Aussie singers or Aussie bands? Do you like
Aussie music? Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Well, she is a gay icon.
Yes.
And I actually interviewed Kylie Minogue last year.
Did you?
On the phone, though, but we've met a couple of times previously, but lovely, so tiny.
Yeah, I've heard that.
An amazing performer, but she played Hyde Park in London overnight last weekend with Grace Jones, Chic, Noel Rogers. Bit of a disco sort of thing happening. Sold out Hyde Park is like 80,000 something plus.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's a very sort of Las Vegas showgirl type of thing. Mm. Like I can see her in Vegas and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But some great Aussie music.
I was very much in love with Olivia Newton-John growing up.
So. Magic.
She still is. She still looks good.
Isn't she amazing? Actually played the Grease Megamix earlier on in the show. One of our girls we had on this morning played Rizzo in Greece, and she's now doing the show Jekyll and Hyde, which is coming to Melbourne in December. But you guys, the Rat Pack from Vegas, play the Palms at Crown tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets available right now through Ticketmaster. Thanks for coming in this morning, guys.
Thank you.
It's been great having you in studio. Of course, David DaCosta, Frank Sinatra, Johnny Edwards as Dean Martin, and Nicholas Brooks as Sammy Davis Jr. live tomorrow night and tonight at the Palms at Crown. This next young lady is gorgeous. She won The Voice Australia last year. And this song has actually been quite popular because it's been TV synced with a show here called Love Child. So when they do promos, this is playing in the background. It's a bit of a classic track being remade by the gorgeous Anunnison. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.